B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Moed Katan Daf Dalad. We're going to start 19 lines from the top of the Omud. Says the Gemara, Aval loy mimei ha-geshomim u'mimei ha-kiloin. And this takes us back to the Mishnah on Daf Beis Omud Aleph. We saw in the Mishnah that Mashkin Beis HaShelochin, an irrigated field that is relying and is dependent on water that man are adding to it, besides for the rainwater it's getting, one's allowed to water such a field b'moyed on Chol HaMoed. And then we discuss the different types of springs and streams that flow from those springs that one's allowed to use to water the fields. But the Mishnah added, avaloi mashkin, one's not allowed to water even such a field, loy mimea geshomim, not from a reservoir of rainwater, veloy mimea kiloin, nor from the water that one draws from a well. And we saw that the reason for that is because of the excessive tircha, the burden, the effort that goes into doing that, and in Chol HaMoed that is not allowed. Says the Gemara, Bishloy mimei kiloin, I can understand why drawing water from a well, ikka tircha yisera, should be hard work and excessive effort and should be osar in Chol HaMoed. Elo mei geshomim, but if I have a reservoir of rainwater, my tircha ikka, what's the extra effort there? Why should I not be able to use that water to water the fields? Omer Rabbi Lo, Omer Rabbi Yechanon. So it was said in the name of Rabbi Yechanon, Gezeira mei geshomim otu mei kiloin. It's just a gezeira, which means that because the Chachomim didn't want you to draw water, typically rainwater, from a well, they said you should not use any rainwater at all, even a regular reservoir of rainwater that doesn't have that extra effort as drawing water from a well would have. That was Rabbi Yechanon's explanation. Rav Ashi Omar, mei geshomim gufayu lidei mei kiloin osu. Well, the rainwater also is in a reservoir. After you've removed the certain amount of water from that reservoir, from that collection of rainwater to water the field, the water level is going to go down, and then for all intents and purposes, it's got exactly the same status as a well, that you have to draw water up from low down in this reservoir and draw the water out, and that's going to again have the same effort as the mei kiloin, as drawing water from a well, and therefore they said it was also. And they're arguing regarding what Reb Zeira said. It was said in the name of Shmuel, if you have a river that is drawing, that is getting its water, that is flowing from the agamim, from ponds, and these ponds certainly could get emptied out theoretically. If enough water is drawn from them, the water levels could lower and they could get emptied out. Nonetheless, mutar lahashkis men b'chole shel moed. You're allowed to water from them, from these rivers that are coming from these ponds, you're allowed to water from them a field on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara is saying that Mar Rav Ashi Isle de Reb Zeira, he held exactly like Reb Zeira, and he said that the same way as Reb Zeira said that you're allowed to water from the rivers that come from the ponds, and we're not concerned that the water levels will go down, so too Rav Ashi says that we always have to determine how much water there is here. And in Shmuel said that these rivers that come from the ponds, there is so much water there, indeed we do not need to be concerned. However, when it comes to the Mega Shomim that we mentioned in our Mishnah, there Rav Ashi says that there's less water there, and there's a greater chance of the water levels lowering, and then you'd come to having to exert all that extra effort as you would a kiloin. And that's what Rav Ashi said before, that the reason you're not allowed to use the Mei Geshomim is because Mei Geshomim Gufayu, this reservoir of rainwater, is Lidei Mei Kiloin Osu, can become similar to a well. So Rav Ashi, who holds of what Rav Zeira said, holds of what Shmuel said, is because Rav Ashi assumes that it all depends on how much risk is there of this reservoir, this collection of water, from losing enough water that it should be an issue on Chol HaMoed. However, Rabbi Yechanon Umar, referring to Rabbi Yechanon, less later Rabbi Zeira, he wouldn't agree with what Rabbi Zeira said in the name of Shmuel, because Rabbi Yechanon said that it's a gzeira. Any collection of rainwater you're not allowed to use to water the fields on Chol HaMoed. It doesn't matter how much water is there. And in the same way as Rabbi Yechanon understood that, that is why Mei Geshomim in our Mishnah is not allowed to be used to water a field, he would say exactly the same regarding those rivers, the Nahori Samoishchim Maim Minu Agomim. And in contrast to Shmuel, where Shmuel said that you're allowed to water from those reservoirs, from those rivers that are flowing from the ponds, Rabbi Eichnan will say no, there's a gzeira that any rainwater is not allowed to be used to water a field on Chol HaMoed. Says the Gemara, Gufa Omer Abzeira Omer Rabbi Bar Yirmi Omer Shmuel. We're now going to discuss this statement, this halacha that we just said in the name of Shmuel, that Shmuel holds that these rivers that are flowing from these ponds, one's allowed to water from them on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yirmi is now asking a question against Rabbi Zeira, against this halacha. Did we not learn in our Mishnah that you're not allowed to use the waters, not only the wells, but also any reservoir of Mega Shomim, of rainwater, you're not allowed to use them to water a field on Yom Tov? Why should these be different? So Rabbi Zeira answered to Rabbi Yirmiya, Yirmiya, my son. This was a fond way of referring to him. It wasn't actually his son. He says, Hani agomim debabovel kamaya delay poskudomi. He explained himself. He says, the reason that there's a difference, for those who hold there's a difference, according to Shmuel, who clearly holds there's a difference between the Mega Shomim mentioned in our Mishnah and these Nahoris, Hamoishchim, Mai Min Agomim, is a very simple difference. That the Mishnah is talking about reservoirs that are smaller and are easier to get emptied out. However, in Bovel, these ponds from which the streams, the rivers were flowing from, in Bovel had so much water that the chances, the risk of them emptying out and lowering are so little and so far-fetched that we can assume that this is a reservoir, a collection of water, which is not going to go down, and therefore one's allowed to water from them on Chol HaMoed. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon. Hapsikois v'abreichois, the ditches or the pools, shenismalu mayim me'erev Yom Tov, even if they got filled up with water before Yom Tov, osa l'hashkois mehen b'choylei shel moed, you're not allowed to water a field with them on Chol HaMoed. However, if there was a stream of water that was flowing between these ponds, then mutter, you're allowed to actually use these ponds, which are full of rainwater, to water the fields. And we say that even if in the event that the water level does go down, he's not going to have to work so hard and draw the water from the bottom of the reservoir, or he's going to have to bring water from far away, both of which include excessive effort. No, he'll just resort and rely on the stream that's flowing in the field, and therefore there's no risk of the halachas of Chol HaMoed being breached, and therefore he's allowed to use these ditches and pools to water his field. Omer Rav Papa says, V'hu sherubo shel oisa sodeh shoisa me'oisa amas amayim, that's only on condition that most of the field could actually be watered by the streams that are going through this field. However, if most of the field could not be watered by these streams, then we cannot fall back on those streams, and again there would be an issue with using these ditches and ponds on Chol HaMoed. Ravashi Omer, Ravashi argues with Rav Papa and says that even if the streams could not water most of the field, since these streams are constantly flowing, then Meimar Omer will say to himself, if the field will not become irrigated in one day from this stream because there's not enough water going through the stream, tomorrow, a day later, 2-3 days, the stream will give enough water to this field, and a person will rely on the stream and will not go into any extra effort to bring water to water the field. And therefore, says Ravashi, you can use, providing you've got a stream going through the field, you can use those reservoirs of rainwater to water your fields. Continues the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, Brecha shenoitefes mayim misode beis hashlochin zu. If you have two fields that are both irrigated fields, they're both dependent on added water, rainwater in and of its own is not enough for them, then if there's a brecha, which is a pool, which is dripping water from one beis hashulachin, you're allowed to take the water that's dripping from that beis hashulachin and use it to water a different beis hashulachin. Asks the Gemara, Vahavida de Poska, are you not concerned that this pool with access water from the Beis HaShalachin collected in it is going to get finished. And then once a person relies on that water on Chol HaMoed, he may then come to do extra effort in order to bring the rest of the water he needs for the field, and that would be Asar on Chol HaMoed. It's only allowed to use the water in this pool, in this brecha, which is being fed by the access water of the Beis HaShalochin, only all the while that it's still trickling from the Beis HaShalochin into this pool. All the while it's still trickling, we don't need to assume that the water is going to become used up, and there's no concern. Omar Abaya, v'hu shelo posak mayon rishon. And this is all, says Abaya, on condition that the original spring, which is watering, which is giving water to that original Beis HaShalochin, that original irrigated field, it's only if the original spring is still flowing and giving out water, then the water is going to be watering the Beis HaShalochin, and from the Beis HaShalochin it's going to be trickling into this pool, then you're allowed to use the water in this pool to water a different Beis HaShalochin. We're not concerned, the water is going to finish. But once the original Mayon, the original spring, stops pouring forth, one is no longer allowed to use those pools to water such a field. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Menasya, Oimer, Shtei arugois zu lemay lemizu. If you have two rows of bushes, of plants, of trees, of crops that are one above the other, lo yidle min atachtoino v'yashke eso elyoino. Then if you have a pool of the access rainwater in the lower one, you're not allowed to draw water from that lower pool and take the water to the upper row. Yeser al kein omar, Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon. Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon said even more than that. Afilo arugo achas, even if you have a single row, chetzio nomuch, part of which, half of which is lower down, v'chetzio gavoya, and half of which is higher up, you're not allowed to draw water from a low down place and water a higher up place. That's more effort than the Chachomim allowed on Chol HaMoed. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Madlin, one is allowed to be Madlin, one's allowed to water, draw water and pour the water, leyirokis, for vegetables, kedei la'ichlom, provided that you're doing that, it's talking about Chol HaMoed, provided you're doing that in order that the fruits should then be optimally tasty and ready to be eaten. However, v'im bishvil leyapoison, if you're just doing it in order to improve those vegetables, then, and you don't actually need them to eat them on Chol HaMoed, and you're just doing it in order that they should grow bigger and have more profit and benefit from them, also you're not allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed. You're only allowed to do it if it's going to serve you to be able to eat these vegetables on Chol HaMoed. Ravina, v'rova toisfo, have a kozli b'urcha. These two chachomim were traveling along the way. Chozu la'u gavra to have a dolly davlo. He saw this person that was drawing water with a bucket, b'chayla d'moyado. And it was obviously in a field which is called a stay bal, which is a field that doesn't need to be watered on Chol HaMoed. Omer li rova toisfo le Ravina. So Rabbi Tosfos said to Ravina, "Leisemar leshamte, let's come and excommunicate him. He's working on Chol HaMoed in a way that he's not allowed to." Omar le. So Ravina said to Rabbi Tosfos, "Votanya, did we not learn in a brayso a couple of lines ago, Madlin leyirokis kudei laichlon, that you're allowed to pour water and you're allowed to draw water and pour them onto vegetables if you want to eat them on Chol HaMoed?" Omar le. So he said to him, Rabbi Tosfo said to Ravina, Misovrus mar madlin maya. It's true that it said in the Braisa madlin, and I translated the Braisa as being drawing water. But now he's saying, Rabbi Tosfo is saying to Ravina, who said that that's what the word madlin actually means? Maybe you're never allowed to be madlin maya. You're never allowed to draw water with a bucket and pour it onto the yarokis, onto the vegetables. And when the Braisa says madlin, you know what it means? It means something else. My madlin. Madlin means shlufi. It means to pull out every other vegetable. You want to pull out certain vegetables if the vegetables are too tight and they're growing too tight near each other, and that is preventing them from growing optimally. You're allowed to pull out every other vegetable in order to give more space. And that's what it says. If you're doing it in order to be able to eat the vegetables on Chol HaMoed, you can pull them out. But if you're doing them just to improve them, you're not allowed to. Kedutnan. As we learned in a Mishnah in Maseches Peah, Hameidal begefanim, here we're using the words meidal, which is like madlin, and it actually means that you're pulling out the vines that are too close to each other. There's too many grapevines that are growing too close to each other. They're stopping each other from growing properly. So he's pulling every other one out. In the same way as he's allowed to separate and pull out and thin out his own grapevines, he can do the same if they belong to aniyim, to poor people, either those that have been designated for payah, which belongs to the aniyim, or if it's oilelois, if it's those bunches of grapes that are not being formed properly and they belong to the aniyim, called oilelois. Divi Reb Yehuda, that was the opinion of Reb Yehuda. Reb Meir Oimer, b'shaloi roshoi v'einei roshoi b'shal aniyim. Reb Meir says you're only allowed to do it in those vines that are yours, not the vines that belong to the poor people. But either way, what do we see in this Mishnah? That the word meidal means to pull out. So who told you? And this is what Rabbi Tosfos said to Ravina, this person is watering his vegetables, he's not allowed to water his vegetables. And you bring me a braisa that says madlin, you're allowed to be madlin. Madlin doesn't mean to water. Omar Leiser, Ravina answered back, Votanya, but I've got an explicit braisa that the word madlin is also used to water. And not only that, it's used in this context. Madlin mayim liyorokis. You're allowed to be madlin, you're allowed to draw water. Mayim liyorokis kedei laichlon, if it's with the intentions of eating them on chol hamoed. Omar Lesi answered back, Itanya Tanya, okay, you found a braisa, the one's allowed to do this, so there's no reason to excommunicate this person that was watering his vegetables. Continues the Gemara. Ve'ein oisin ugiyos legefanim, and this takes us back to the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. We saw in the fourth line in the Mishnah, Ve'ein oisin ugiyos legefanim, one's not allowed to dig ditches around a grapevine on Chol HaMoed. The ditches were there in order to collect the water to keep the vines irrigated. Says the Gemara, my ugiyos. What does the word ugiyos actually mean? Omer of Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says it means banchi, it means ditches. You're not allowed to dig ditches around the grapevine. Tanina mihochi, a braisa to that effect. Eluhin ugiyos. What are ugiyos? Bedidin, they are ditches. Shabi'ikre zesim, that are around the roots of the olive trees, or shabi'ikre gefanim, and the roots of the grapevines. Asks the Gemara, Eini, are you allowed to really dig these ditches around these trees on Chol HaMoed? V'omar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda himself said, Rav Yehuda, I'm saying, can it be that you're not allowed to? The Mishnah says, Eino yisin ugiyos legefanim. Can it be that the Mishnah says you're not allowed to make these ditches? V'omar Rav Yehuda, Shara levnei bar tzisoi. Rav Yehuda allowed the people of this place, bar tzisoi, lemevad banchi lekarmein. And he allowed them to make these ditches in their fields. Answers the Gemara Loi Kasha. It's not a question. Ha bechadati, to create and to dig a new ditch, that's osa. Ha be'atiki, but if you had already a ditch and the ditch got a little bit blocked up and it wasn't functioning properly, you're allowed to clear away and just make that ditch into a better ditch. That's not so much effort, and you're allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed. Continues the Gemara. Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria, Oimer ein oisin es ha'omo. We saw in the Mishnah that Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria said you're not allowed to dig out a stream bitchila. The first time you're digging out a stream, you're not allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed or Shvi'es. The Chachomim argued and said, oisin es ha'omo bitchila b'Shvi'es, you're allowed to make such a stream in Shmita. And if you had a stream that got ruined and got damaged, you're allowed to fix it b'moyed on Chol HaMoed. Says the Gemara, Bishlei m'moyed, I can understand why Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria said that on Chol HaMoed ein oisin es ha'omo b'tchila b'moyed. I can understand on Chol HaMoed you shouldn't dig such a stream mishum d'katorach, because it's extra effort. You're not allowed to exert oneself too much on Chol HaMoed. Elo shvies, my tama, why? What would be the issue in Shmita to dig out a stream? Answers the Gemara, Pligi bar obzeirav Reb Abba bar Mamel. There's two reasons. Machleikas, chad omar mipnei shenira k'oideir. One opinion says, because it looks, if you're digging out a stream, it looks like you're hoeing the field. The way what hoeing does is that one digs out little parts of the field in order to soften the land, in order to prepare it to be used, and you're not allowed to be oideir in Shmita. And if you're digging out this stream, it looks like it's oider. V'chad omar, the other explanation was, b'pnei she'machshir agapeo lizria, because when you take out the earth in order to make the stream, where are you putting the earth? On the banks of this, what's going to be the stream. And you're actually preparing the banks to be sown, to be planted in, because now you've got lots of soft and loose earth on the banks of what's going to be this new stream, and you're not allowed to prepare the earth to be planted during Shemitah. Asks the Gemara, might be now, in what case is there going to be a difference between whether the reason is because it looks like hoeing or because you're preparing the banks? If as you're digging out this stream, the water is just there coming from the spring, as you're digging, as you're making the cavity, as the ditch, the water is filling it up. So man de omar mishum de machshir agape lizria. The opinion who says the reason you're not allowed to dig out such a stream is because you're preparing the banks for planting. Ika, that still applies. You're still piling up loose earth on the sides of this stream. V'uman de omar mipnei shenira ka'oider. But the opinion who says that the reason it was also is because it looks like you're hoeing a field. Leka, no one's going to say that you're hoeing a field if water is pouring straight into this ditch. Now the Gemara says that it's a very nice difference, but we have an issue. L'man domar mipnei shenira ka'oider, leichash mipnei shemachshe agape lizria. He says, I don't understand that the very person who says that there's a concern that shenira ka'oider, which indeed will not apply if the water's flowing straight into it, why is he not concerned that it looks like you are preparing, or not only looks like, you're preparing the banks to be able to be planted in? In which case, even if the water is flowing straight into the stream, it should be also according to everybody. Elos says the Gemara, you're right. Whenever there's an issue of machshir agape lizria, it's going to be osir, even if it doesn't look like oider. Elo, ikke benayu, the opposite case is going to be a difference. De koshokil mine, there's no water flowing through it. So it would seem that it looks like oider. And you're worried now about the machshir agape lizria? No, I'll give you a case where there's no machshir agape lizria. Ikke b'nayu de koshokil minei v'shodi levroi. If you take the earth that you're digging out of where you want the stream to be and you throw it far away, you don't pile it up nicely on the banks of this stream. So it doesn't look like it's machshir agape lizria. So the opinion who says that there's an issue of machshir agape lizria, there's no issue. And we just said before, everybody agrees with that. The one opinion who says there's a concern of nira ka'oider will still apply. Leman do'omar mipnei shemachshir agape lizria, leka, there's no concern. Leman do'omar mipnei shenira ka'oider, ika. Says the Gemara, now the same question as before. I don't understand. Anybody who says that there's a concern of machshir agape lizria should also have a concern of nira ka'oider. So whenever there's going to be nira ka'oider, it should be an issue, irrespective of whether there's an issue of machshir agape lizria. And if everybody holds also of nira ka'oider and also of machshir agape lizria, then there's never going to be a difference because everybody's always going to say that either is or isn't an issue. But there's not going to be a difference between the two opinions. So what was the machlokes? So now the Gemara is saying a few words and it's very cryptic. And the Achronim here, there's a big discussion in the Achronim what this actually means. But what the Gemara is now answering is that the machlekes, when it says that there was a machlekes, why according to Belozer ben Azaria, you're not allowed to dig this ditch in Shvius and Shmita? Is it because it's nira ka'oider? Is it because machshir agape lizria? It's not like we said before that they're arguing what the reason is. No, they have a very, very specific argument, and that is what happens if you take the, if you hoe a field, and when you're hoeing the field, which is really just knocking the field with a tool, with a hoe, and you're softening it, you're digging up a little bit of the earth. Now, normally what hoeing does is you leave the earth exactly where it is. You don't take the earth away. So what the discussion here is, if you're actually removing this earth from this ditch, is it considered oider? Is it not considered oider? So the opinion who says mipnei shenira ka'oider says it's still considered hoeing, even though you're removing the earth from the ditch. And according to the opinion who says machshir agape lizria, he holds that there's no issue of oider. Oider only ever applies when you leave it. So when it comes to digging a ditch, it will never ever look like oider, because by default you're removing the earth, you're not leaving the softened earth in its place. In which case, in a case where you're throwing the earth far away from the banks. So there's everybody agrees there's no issue of machshir agape lezria. Now you're going to have a discussion. Is it nira ka'idr? So before we said as long as there's no water flowing straight into it, it's nira ka'idr. Now we're saying no. There was a machlekas. Is it called nira ka'idr even though you're not keeping the earth in its place? So that's going to be the difference here. In this type of softening of the land, which is in the context of digging this ditch, then one opinion is going to say it is nira ka'idr, even though you're removing the earth, and the other opinion says that not. And that's how the Chaznish explains this Gemara. So let's see these words inside. Oider nami ki kashokil beduchte monachle. The opinion who says that there's no oider, he holds, and it's only he who holds, that oider is only when you replace the earth exactly where it was. When you remove the earth away, as in the context of digging a ditch, that's not considered oider. And the other opinion says it is still considered oider, and therefore it looks like oider, and there will be an issue. Continues the Gemara. Amemer masnilo. Amemer actually learnt explicitly in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, it just said, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, you don't dig an omo, a stream. And we didn't know why. And we saw there was a machlekas of Zera and Rabbi Abba bar Mamel as to why. But Amemer had actually a version of the Mishnah that explicitly said, Mipnei shenira ka'oder, because it looks like hoeing, and therefore it's osa. And that was the reason of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. V'kashuleid Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And Amemer actually had a seeming contradiction in the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Yomar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, could it be that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds kol shenira ka'oder, anything that looks like hoeing, also you're not allowed to do? Or Aminu, this is going to contradict a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, oise odom es zavlo. If somebody's got a pile of dung, he's allowed to make it into an oitzer, into a stockpile. He's allowed to pile it up in Shmita. Reb Meir oiser. Reb Meir says you're not allowed to. Ad sheyamik shloisha tfochim. Unless you dig 3 tfochim into the ground, and then it doesn't look like you're fertilizing the field, and it just looks like you're making into storage, and then you're allowed to. Oyad sheyagbia gimel tfochim. Reb Meir says if you want, you can raise it 3 tfochim off the ground. Hoyoloi dovamut. If he's just got a little bit of this dung, and you're allowed to just leave it there, and moisif olav oilech, and constantly add more dung onto the pile, it doesn't look like you're fertilizing the land. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah oiser. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says no. The only way that you're allowed to stock and pile up this dung is ad sheyamik shloisha. It's only if you dig down 3 tfachim into the ground, oyad sheyagbia, or if you raise it 3 tfachim, or if you put it onto some rock. Otherwise, it's going to look like you're fertilizing the land in Shmita, and you're not allowed to do that. But either way, we see here that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, you're allowed to be yamik in Shmita, you're allowed to dig a hole, and in order, 3 tfachim down, in order to put the dung. If you dig a hole, why have you not got an issue of nira ka'idr? So Rabbi Abba bar Mamel, there's two answers to this. Chad Omar, one explained, Kegoin Shehemik. It's talking about that he already had this ditch, this hole in the ground of 3 tfachim down from before Shemitah. If you had such a hole before Shemitah, you can fill it up with dung. It doesn't look like you are fertilizing the land. But if you haven't got such a hole before Shemitah, you're not allowed to dig it on Shemitah because it's Nira Ka'idir. The Chadom, the other one, explained Ziblay Mechiacholov. The very fact that you're filling it up with dung is proving that you're not trying to be oider. You're not trying to hoe the field. You're just trying to put the dung in it, and therefore it doesn't look like you're hoeing the land, and therefore you're allowed to do this in Shmita. Continues the Gemara, Masaknin is Hamukul Keles B'Moed. If you had a stream, an Amo. Which is going through the field, you're allowed to fix it on Chol HaMoed. Asks the Gemara, Maimukul Keles, what does it mean they got ruined? Omer of Abba, Rabbi Abba explained, She'em hoiso amuko tefach. Mamido al shisha tfachim. A regular stream is 6 tfachim deep. That's why it's called an amo, because an amo has, or some types of amois have 6 tfachim in them. So it says, what happens if you had a stream of 6 tfachim, and then it got filled up with earth or whatever it was, and now there's only a tefach. Are you allowed to dig down and clear out what's filled up the stream in order that it should now be from a tefach deep to six tefachim deep. That's what Rebbe says. Shem hoisa amuka tefach ma'amido al shisha tefachim. Says the Gemara. Pshita chetzi tefach al shleisha tefachim. If you had a stream that was only three tefachim deep, and now it's got filled up to a half a tefach, even though the ratio of half a tefach to three tefachim is the same as a one tefach to six tefachim, kiven de le'ovar maya, but since water cannot flow easily through a stream which is just three tefachim high, lo'i klumhu, it's a useless stream, and you're certainly not allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed. Tefachim, however, if you want to now dig out from the depth of two tefachim al shneim asar, because you had a stream that was 12 tefachim deep, and again, the ratio of two tefachim to 12 tefachim is the same ratio of one tefach to six tefachim, but the katorach tirchei yaseira. But everybody will understand that since you're digging down to the depth of 12 tefachim, that would clearly be access of effort and loy, it's also to do it on Chol HaMoed. The question is, tefachim al shiva mau, if you had a stream of seven tefachim high, and now it's only two tefachim, are you allowed to make it from two tefachim to seven tefachim, where you're only adding an extra five tefachim? It's the same five tefachim as between one and six. Do we say hocha chamisho komamik? Do we say in the same way as between one and six, it's only five tefachim that you're digging out? V'hocha here between two tefachim and seven tefachim, also chamisho komamik, you're only taking out five tefachim of land and it will be mutter? Or dilmo, maybe no. Kiven de'ika tefach yaseira, since you've got that one tefach which is lower down, then ika tircha tfei, it's harder. The lower down it is, the more you have to bend down, the harder it is to reach. And therefore, the extra tefach between six tefachim and seven tefachim, you wouldn't be allowed to dig out on Chol HaMoed. Says the Gemara, teiku, we have no way of resolving that. We have to let that stand for now. Continues the Gemara, Abaya shora lebnei bar hamdoch. Abaya allowed the people of bar hamdoch lishchufei nara to clear out the river that they needed to drink from. On Chol HaMoed, Rabbi Yirmiyah shora lehu bnei sakoisa. Rabbi Yirmiyah allowed these people of bnei sakoisa, of sakoisa, lemichra, to dig away nara tamima, a river that had got contaminated or it's got clogged up. That's a lashon of timtum, that he allowed them to do that. Rav Ashi sharol hu lebnei Mosa Mechasya. Rav Ashi allowed the people of Mosa Mechasya la'akduchei nor burvitz, to clear away, to dig away at the river Burnitz that had got clogged up. Omar, he said, kiven deshosu minei rabim, since the public are drinking from this river, karabim domri, it's the needs of the public, utnan, and we learned in our Mishnah, in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that oisin kol tzorkei rabim, anything, any needs of the public are allowed to be taken care of on Chol HaMoed, and therefore he let them clear out this river. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.